Welcome to another episode of the Sparkles of Gold Astrology Podcast. My name is Nicolas Polymenakos with another episode of Three Questions. And I am with
Marina Rimsha from Russia.
First question. What's your favorite astrological technique?
Well, I think that my favorite astrological technique is progressions. I use it quite a lot with clients and in my life also.
Mm-hmm. And what led you to progressions?
Well, I visited Bernadette Brady's masterclass on progressions. I think it was 2020 or 21. And I just discovered a new dimension of cosmos, I believe. And I liked it. And I used it. And I got results. So this is why I like it so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because in The Eagle and the Lark, the predictive astrology book, she has those visual timelines with progressions where a degree, you go, if the conjunction is happening at 20 degrees, to pay attention to 19, 20, and 21, and how to make the timelines out with progressions, so on and so forth. That's what I remember from that book.
Well, yes, I know what you're talking about. I actually started to use this technique, combining, you know, different transits and progressions and directions, but I call it like a lifeline. So I make a chart for the whole year from January till the end of December, and I pinpoint major transits and also some progression aspects. So I have a whole year just in front of me. So, and when I was going to this Denver conference, I've seen at a glance, it took me just 1 second to realize that, okay, there is no, let's say, conflict transits for me this month. But the beginning of a year, you know, it was all red. I just saw it at a glance. So if you use this technique, lifeline, it's kind of very visual and it's really handy.
Mm. Okay, well, thank you for answering question number one.
Okay.
Question number two. What's your earliest memory connected to astrology?
Well, conscious or unconscious, because my mom told me that when she was pregnant with me, all of a sudden she wanted to go to astrology class. So, and when I was born, she said like, well, not interested anymore. So it was me wanting to go to the astrology lectures when I was in the womb, but well, of course it's not a memory, but she just told me this connection before I was born. But my first memory about being connected to cosmos somehow was that when I was 4 or 5 years old, I was running around and saying like, God is stars, God is sun, God is everywhere, and everything is so, you know, kind of had a divine nature. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was a very special moment. I think in progressions, I had a new moon at that time when I was 4 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I felt this kind of unity and totality, and this is the earliest memory I was, when I was really into, you know, like cosmic luminary stars things without even knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
Does it answer your question?
Oh yeah, that's great. Thank you for answering question number two. Final question. What are you reading right now that's not connected to astrology? And I know everything's connected to astrology. Everyone's like, everything's connected to astrology, but in a sense, not connected. Are you reading any books, any literature?
Does such literature exist? Well, I think I'm reading quite a lot of books, and of course 90% of them are connected to astrology, because before I was doing my master's degree, and it was cultural astronomy and astrology with Nicholas Campion, and you could read 10 books at a time just because you research so many things. And well, I think that the last book I've read, which was not really about astrology, called Luminaries. It was a romance book about, I forgot the word in English, but anyway, it was about like golden rush in Australia. Yeah. I think it was middle of 19th century. Mm-hmm. And the writer, she used astrology in this book, but it was kind of a romance book, but still, yeah. It was not really a professional stuff. And recently, maybe I've read some psychology books, but still they were connected to my astrological studies. So I believe that I don't really read much books not related to astrology. Maybe I missed something. I don't know.
Well, I don't think you missed anything, but I'm going to ask you a side question that's connected to this. Was there any book in your past that, in a sense, changed your life? That not only was entering your mind space, but came into your heart, inspired you, brought emotions of all different kinds? Anything like that?
Well, I just got an idea about two books. First is Paulo Coelho, Alchemist. Mm-hmm. I've read this book in four different languages. Mm. So, and with each language, you get some kind of slightly different perspective. And I read it once, maybe every 2-3 years, just because it kind of helps you to go through different stages of alchemy of your life. And second book I thought about was Jonathan Livingston, The Seagull by Richard Bach.
Okay.
So I like this book because there are also different stages of development. And whenever you read it, you find yourself in one of those stages. It doesn't matter where you are in your life, how high you're on a professional level or how successful you are in your personal relationships. Just reading this book kind of helping you to realize at what stage you are. Are you just in the beginning when you realize that you don't belong to this group of people anymore and you kind of need to separate yourself and walk, you know, a lonely path before you find something more meaningful. So it just helps you to navigate in life from time to time. Also, I read it once every 2-3 years.
Oh, okay.
So it's two books I read when I feel like, you know, reading it.
Yes, yes.
It's a sort of a calling.
Ah, I see. Thank you for answering the last question. Where can people find out more about you?
Well, I have Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's at Rimsha. No, wait. Rimsha.star.
Can you spell that?
R-I-S-H. No, wait a second. R-I-M-S-H-A dot star. Uh-huh. Like a star.
Yes.
Rimsha.star.
Okay. And I'll put that in my show notes at some links, just so you know. The books mentioned, I'll also link to things that you mentioned here, so people maybe will find some of those books, maybe be influenced by them. Wait a second, you're looking at me a certain way. Do you have something else to say?
Well, my Instagram is in Russian, but if you feel like writing me something in English, or maybe Italian, or Bulgarian, or maybe Serbian... Well, I do speak some Spanish also, so feel free to contact me in any language you prefer if they were listed here. So I'm open to questions, to ideas, to anything really.
Ah, yes. You know, I just so you know, I've been doing this interview a bunch from Norwalk and here at the ESAR conference, and I don't tell the person I'm interviewing what three questions I'm going to ask. So I keep them on their toes, and I... don't normally talk like this at the end of a podcast. But I have to ask you a bonus question. And it has to do with your mind. Where is your Mercury?
My Mercury is 27 degree of Taurus.
Ah, see. Okay. So I just had to ask that. I don't know fully why. But you mentioned the multiple language things, the different types of studies. For those of you listening, you can't see what I'm seeing visually, like how she's thinking and your body language. There's something that I had to ask you. So I'm just trying to paint something for my listeners here.
Well, my Mercury is very rich in aspects. So first of all, it's really combust.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a Pluto opposition.
Oh, there it is. Yeah,
it's in Scorpio. So I also have trine with Uranus and Neptune. They are together. And I have a square with Saturn, which is a top of T-square with my Mercury. So this little creature is suffering quite a lot in life. But the thing is, I believe that I put myself under pressure in life so much that I just get bored when I do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So... just for fun, I learned Spanish. Just for fun, I learned Italian. Then I moved to Italy. Just for fun, I learned Serbian because a Serbian guy fell in love with me, and I was like, why not? And I'm learning Bulgarian because it's a language of my ancestors, and I speak Russian, obviously, old Slavic, but no one speaks it, but still, I can read. So I believe I just lonely person, and I have quite a lot of free time to study whatever I like.
Yeah. So. Thank you for answering the bonus question and bringing up your Mercury aspect, because now it fills in and colors some of what we talked about. So I appreciate you being on my podcast. And
for everybody who listened to this, if you feel somewhat ashamed of your Mercury, that it's retrograde, combust, or you feel being dumped because your Mercury isn't that good, so just remember me. Your Mercury is better, way better than mine. So, and I do speak some languages, so feel free to relax and just stop judging yourself.
Ah, now we get to part of the who you really are. And I think that's a great way to end the podcast. So thank you for coming on.
Thank you for asking me to come to your podcast.